Please join me in prayer. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, diligence to seek you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you through the power of the Spirit of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It is often difficult to define what is beautiful. Throughout the years, my understanding of beauty and how I define it has changed amid the trials, the errors, and successes I have forged my way through. However, people have been trying to define how others view beauty. We even have a saying that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, or a saying I heard and learned during firefighting is that there is beauty in creating and there is beauty in destroying things. Both quotes give us some leeway to explore and redefine how these words affect and change us. Going further in our thinking, we can begin to challenge ourselves to see the beauty in the broken bits of our lives or the stages of brokenness within the world that tries to surround us. Starting with changing the ways we look at others when society tells us that they are ugly or have no value. When instead our viewpoint should be a reflection of how God sees us and them. For me, it was when I allowed God's unconditional love to change my perspective as I began to see others and myself as a beloved child of God who is beautifully and wonderfully made. Opening my eyes to see beauty not only through the eye of the beholder or those who tried to define beauty for us, but through the lens that God provides. Lens that allow us to see all God has created as beautiful. Our God who removes the narrow lens that only gives us room to see all the pieces of art as beautiful. When within our relationship with God, there is a capacity to look beyond the circumstances of life when we find them ourselves in them. Especially when we find ourselves having difficulty seeing the beauty that surrounds us every day. For it is easier to see the beauty in the tulips and the other seasonal flowers, the beauty of newborns, and the beauty of the fields of green than the beauty within us. The lens I would like for us to place on our eyes compel us to have an open mind about how we view God's creation and all that God created. Filtering this with the idea that we see the roots of the words we've been given during Lent and our interpretation of them within our relationship with and of God. Then moving our minds and attitudes from simply surviving to thriving within our relationship with God. This takes our focus to the idea of starting with the picture of what it means to be vulnerable, especially when our focus is on God, who gives us our capacity to expand our love for one another as the Creator loves us. And I would like for us to have an awareness because when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable in a safe and trusting environment, it can be beautiful. Within the picture, there's the words that we've learned throughout this time that can be linked to beauty. So the pieces that when we find beauty within our rest and when we have a good night's sleep, there's beauty when we fill our lungs with fresh air when we need to be refreshed. And there's beauty when we have or have been an advocate when others have needed help or we are in need of help. Lastly, there's beauty that comes out of the changes that we make or may face within our lives and the lives of others. When I think of beauty paired with these other words, I recall my recent trip to South Dakota when we attended the double funerals of Shane's grandparents. The challenges we faced through the extreme weather, on the way there and on the way back, The grief and celebration of uniting with many family members that we hadn't seen in years. Honoring the legacy left by Grandma and Grandpa and the challenges of the relationships that we saw during the times of grief and stress. All while noticing our own needs. A pulling away to breathe, to sleep, to change our expectations as needed, and being an advocate or having an advocate for us when needed. Moving deeper into our discovery of beauty, our focus begins on David and the psalm that we read for today. When given opportunities to expand our understanding of what David, through his relationship with God, sees as beautiful, both in relationship and his faith of trusting God's love and plan, shown not only in David's life, but in the lives of the nation of Israel. In my studying for this week, the glossary I used said that Psalms 126 serves as a vibrant reminder that our present trials are not the end of our story. As a psalmist remembers past victories and prays for future restoration, we too are encouraged to hold on to hope in our struggles. Just as God's miraculously delivered Israel, so too can he turn our tears into joy. The psalm urges us to have faith, reminding us that those who sow with tears, trusting in God's goodness, will reap the songs of joy. Connecting this summary of the psalm with what it meant for those living within the ancient Hebrew culture, they would understand that beauty was often seen as a reflection of divine favor and blessing. The perception of beauty would extend beyond people's physical appearance to include their moral and spiritual qualities. Further, in their context of understanding and relationship with God, the Israelites realized that beauty could be found in creation. It could also be expressed through their art and the spiritual beauty found in worship. When we blend all these things together, the lens reveals a full mosaic picture of beauty and can become a testament to God's creative power and glory. Lena Clark from Barngeese points out that Psalms 126 expands on the beauty of the promised restoration of Israel and the endless possibilities that can become reality through dreaming. She goes on to say that overall, the Psalms are an expression of beauty because they are music and poetry, and as they describe the beauty of God's goodness and God's creation. They offer beauty to God and God's people. There is a beauty in simple places in the Bible too. We see springs in the wilderness, thunder in the mountain, loaves and fishes in the hands of a child, in the first light of the resurrection morning. Biblical beauty connects people to God and dignifies God's people, locating them as members of the wider community and creation. For us, when we look at the book of Psalms, we see the beauty of their celebration in community, in their laughter and their songs of joy. The beauty of the amazing things others nations witnessed, and what they lived through while in exile. The healing balm of their tears that planted seeds to be harvested at a later time. And God's love that held them and guided them through those journeys. For me, going back to the trip that we took, for me there was beauty found in each moment. Beauty of God's creation as it was expressed in its winter's fury, in the coldness we experienced, and in the calmness of weather. The beauty of relationships and conversations held to see the commonalities we had with one another rather than the divisiveness. The beauty of the final conversation that we had with Grandpa Ingalls before he passed away. beauty in the tears, in the sadness, through the hugs, and in the laughter expressed. The beauty of community, coming together to express their love and memories. Seeing beauty within the blending of family coming together, and for moments in time, setting aside their differences to build changed relationships with one another. Finally, the beauty that is seen in the power of prayer, guiding our path there and home. For us, it's experiencing beauty when we release our need for controlling the narrative of what beauty is and giving God the room to pour love into us that we then pour into others in all areas of our lives, which uncovers the beauty in all of God's creation and those that God created. Using the brokenness that surrounds us to build a beautiful piece, a mosaic art, for all to see. Amen.